Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hair. Just look at all that. And that was from just one swipe. And the best part? Sweeper's so much easier to maneuver than a broom or a vacuum, easily getting around chairs and under the couch. You're right. Now I can focus on you, not your shedding. Swiffer Sweeper Pet Kit. Because shed happens.
Hey, what do you want to da da da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da da da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday.
All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh no!
No!
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not da-da or any da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I bet you miss your favorite watering hole right about now. Every place is at 25% capacity. Takeout's fine, but you want to go out to someplace safe. I'm Andy Wise, and that's why I joined the Crescent Club inside the Crescent Center in East Memphis. Limited access, perfect for a lunch date, dinner with friends, or happy hour with your besties. You're safe at the Crescent Club. No crowd, just the club. For membership, call 901-684-1010. My safe haven, your wise choice. The Crescent Club, where you belong.
Performance Food Service is now hiring delivery drivers for the Memphis area. $10,000 sign-on bonus, $70,000 starting salary, plus daily incentive pay and quarterly performance bonus. Requires timely delivery of products for multi-drop food service customers, home nights and weekends. Best-in-class benefits package that covers all of your health care needs. Must have high school diploma or a GED, 1 year delivery driver experience, and Class A CDL with 3 years clean MVR. Apply today by clicking on careers at pfgc.com. pfgc.com.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
All right. I'm here. My name's Gary Parish speaking to you. Memphis, Tennessee. Ben Adol's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day. Best you can.
Well, daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
I hope you got to sleep in today or got a nap in at some point or are prepared otherwise to stay up late tonight. Because we got a West Coast game, Big Bet Bennett.
I'm ready.
9 o'clock tip, big national television, massive stage for John Morant and the Grizzlies. It's Grizz Lakers inside Staples Center. It's going to be on ESPN. We'll talk about it momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 4:20, Dan Walken's going to join me. He, of course, is a national columnist from USA Today. I'll ask him, among other things, what he thinks about Urban Meyer hiring an alleged racist strength and conditioning coach. Also, Interesting story in The Athletic today about Vanderbilt coach Jerry Stackhouse. Wilkins, Vanderbilt grad. He obviously follows the sport. Ask him what he makes of this weird situation in Nashville. Dan Wilkins will join me in the next segment. When I finish that, I'll take a break, come back, do four notable stories, 444, at which point I will discuss four previously undiscussed stories, among them Justin Timberlake. He's publicly apologized to both Britney Spears and Janet Jackson for more or less using them in not great ways to elevate his career a long, long time ago. I'll read you his statement that he released today. We'll do it around 444. The Houston Texans are releasing J.J. Watt per his request. So that's the big NFL story of the day. We'll get into that a little later on this hour. Steph Curry continued to turn in MVP-like performances last night, a victory over Orlando. I'll tell you what the two-time MVP, three-time world champion did just before 5 o'clock in the impeachment trial of former President Trump continues today. I learned something when I was watching about Ben Roethlisberger that I never knew. I'll tell you about that during Four Notable Stories 444. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always. Then I'll eventually do Dinner to Go. I got a Dateline preview, two-hour special. Then we'll get on out of here. So that's the rundown. Got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with the Memphis Grizzlies. Big game tonight. Big stage tonight. We're about 5 hours away from tip. Grizz Lakers, Staples Center, Los Angeles, California. It'll be on ESPN. Our King will be on one side. Our Ja will be on the other. Big Bet Bennett, Are you ready to stay up late tonight?
I am ready, yes. Hearing that we might get some good food in the radio booth tonight, so I'm looking forward to it.
What qualifies as good food in the radio
booth? I don't know. Eric, our good friend Eric Haston said he's treating us tonight, so I'm looking forward to it. I'm ready for a long night. Let's go.
Confirm that I saw this on your Twitter feed or that I imagine am making it up. You were bragging about Chick-fil-A sandwiches the other day?
Yes. Mike Wallace brought us Chick-fil-A sandwiches the other night. It made my evening. It was amazing.
The Chick-fil-A sandwich is a nice sandwich.
It's a great sandwich. It never fails.
You know, like I learned a long time ago, if you show up at somebody's house with like some of these things that are universally loved, like if you show up at somebody's house with a bag of Gus's, people appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
If you show up at somebody's house with a bag of Chick-fil-A sandwiches or spicy Popeye's chicken sandwiches, people appreciate that.
Yeah, if you show up with like any kind of pizza, it's pretty much appreciated.
And you know what? I wonder why people don't do that more often. Why I don't do that more often.
Right,
I
mean, just show up when you're going to hang out, like just have a pizza with you.
I mean, it's like $20 and it makes everybody happy.
I'm going to start doing that more too, GP.
I mean, I don't go to anybody's house anymore.
Well,
that's
the problem. Of course. But once we start doing that again.
I haven't really been to anybody's house in like a year.
My God. It's been so long.
I mean, think about that for a second. I can count on one hand how many people's houses I've walked inside in the past year. It's like my mom's, my dad's. We got some friends that we went to dinner with, and we had post-dinner drinks at their home, just the four of us, socially distanced, of course. That might be it. I mean, really, three. It might be three houses I've been in since last March. Jesus, that's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it is weird. I mean, like, I think we've kind of gotten used to, like, hanging out in backyards and stuff a little bit more lately. But yeah, like, just going and chilling inside someone's house, it's a rarity.
I think it's three houses. I can't think of another house I've been in since March. So I don't go to people's houses. I can't take them things. But now that I'm thinking through it, knowing how happy I am when I see those types of things, if you could spend $20, say, you know what, we're going to so-and-so's house. And I know I heard him talking about the Popeye's spicy chicken sandwiches one time. So you know what, let's swing by Popeye's. Let's pick up like, you know, 10 of them. It's been $30, $40, whatever it costs. And just lay them, just walk in, hey, look what we got.
Yep.
That would make people happy.
It really would. When we start getting back in the habit, hopefully this year, of like going back over to each other's houses and everything, yeah, definitely going to come correct forward.
If you can spend $40 to make people happy, surprise people and make them happy, I feel like you got to do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to start doing that.
Me too.
And I'm going to bring you Popeye's chicken sandwiches someday.
Let's go. That sounds great.
So tonight, back to Grizzlies and Lakers. Big Bet Bennett will be enjoying some type of special meal, courtesy of our pal Eric Hasseltine. Be sure to let us know what that is.
Got you.
It'll be Grizz Lakers, again, tipping off at 9 o'clock. So you better be ready to stay up late. I'm not prepared for this, Big Ben Bennett. I was up late last night. I was up early this morning. I have not had proper sleep. I have not been afforded a nap. I'm going to have to give it everything I got to see the final buzzer sound. I think I can do it. I know I can do it. I know I can do it. But if I'm being honest with you right now, my eyes are a little heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to get there.
Yeah.
Because it is probably, and correct me if I'm wrong, but probably the biggest stage Ja Morant and the Grizzlies will be on this season.
Yeah, I think so, just because it's on national TV and because of the opponent, right? Like, that's, I mean, you don't get bigger than LeBron and the Lakers.
You do not get bigger than LeBron and the Lakers. You playing on ESPN on Friday night is a big deal, largely because there's no real sports competition. I mean, even college basketball only has one ranked team playing tonight, and it's Illinois against a terrible Nebraska team. So there's no competition in college basketball. Football is completely over. There's, like, if you're going to sit down tonight and watch sports, you know, depending on what's going on with the Australian Open, I have no idea. You're going to turn it on ESPN,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to watch Grizz Lakers after, of course, Pelicans Mavericks. So you've got a Zion Luka lead-in. And then you've got the stage, not only the stage that ESPN provides, but the stage that the Lakers provide, and then the stage that LeBron provides. I remember, you know, when the Lakers were bad, they would continue to get big national television games all the time. TNT, ESPN, they were still always on. Christmas Day, Lakers were on. And people would get frustrated. Like, why are the Lakers on? They suck. Well, it's because it's the Lakers. Mm-hmm. People watch the Lakers. It's just like, you know, people watch Kentucky. You know, right now, Missouri is, despite what happened at Ole Miss the other night, Missouri is a top 10 team in the country, right around that. But Missouri is not going to be a television draw as much as Kentucky is going to be a television draw, even though Missouri's good and Kentucky's bad. The Lakers are Kentucky. The Lakers are Duke. The Lakers are North Carolina. And then when you add LeBron James to that, which was something that was done in advance of last two seasons ago, well, then you get, the biggest thing in professional basketball, I think, by a significant margin. LeBron James in a Lakers jersey. And the Grizzlies get to share that stage with them tonight. The truth is, everybody knows Ja Morant is special all around the league. Basketball fans of every franchise. Ja Morant's the reigning rookie of the year. Ja Morant has great highlights. Ja Morant is a future star. Hey, Ja Morant's probably a present-day star. Might be an all-star this season. But how many people have actually watched him play?
Right. I mean, honestly, it's kind of similar to, like, LaMelo Ball coming in here the other night. Like, I know LaMelo Ball's been good this year, right? But, like, I haven't seen him with my own eyes. When am I going to get to watch the Charlotte Hornets unless I have League Pass?
I'm glad you mentioned that. It is in my notes. It is specifically the person I typed in. It's a lot like the LaMelo Ball thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right now on the homepage at ESPN.com, there's a big story on LaMelo Ball and about how he is incredibly awesome relative to other 19-year-olds throughout the history of basketball. Like, I personally thought LaMelo Ball should have been the number one pick in the draft. I said it over and over and over again for months on end. At this point, it appears that LaMelo Ball should have been the number one pick in the draft. But the point this column at ESPN.com makes is that no matter how much of a believer you were in LaMelo Ball, you could not have reasonably expected for him to be performing at this level already. He is already performing at a level that puts him in rare company and great company relative to other 19-year-olds who have played in the NBA. So everybody knows LaMelo Ball is awesome. Everybody knows LaMelo Ball is uniquely gifted. Everybody's heard about how LaMelo Ball is having an incredible rookie season, at this point running away with Rookie of the Year. How many people have watched him play?
Right. Yeah.
How many people have watched him play a game? I have League Pass, so I have watched him. But I've, like, watched him.
he's one of three games I've got going on, and his game is muted, and I just sort of glance down every once in a while and you know, try to, you know, watch a few offensive possessions just to see him do the things that he does. But if I sit down, hey, it's just me, one TV, volume up, Charlotte Hornets, LaMelo Ball. No, outside of when they played the Grizzlies.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a similar situation for John Morant. John Morant is established at this point, well-known at this point, respected at this point, but he plays for a small market team that is projected to miss the playoffs. They're not on real national television often. They're not on this stage ever. And so I hope that not only the Grizzlies take advantage of it, but that Ja takes advantage of it.
Yeah,
I don't know if you watched the TNT doubleheader last night, but I was doing CBS Sports Network stuff, and after we got done with everything, there was still a game on TNT happening. It was the late night game, and it was originating at the Moda Center. It was Sixers Blazers, and Big Ben Bennett. Big Ben Bennett had plus 5.5.
Nice night last night.
Blazers plus 5.5. Big Ben Bennett called it during dinner to go. They went outright 118-114. And here's the truth. I, again, was on CBS Sports Network all night, so I'm sort of immersed in college basketball and prepping for a 30-minute show and prepping for a halftime and, you know, prepping to do a Facebook hit. I'm not really paying attention to the NBA last night. But then I get done with everything, and my TV's not even on TNT. But I see people constantly tweeting about Carmelo Anthony. It's just one tweet after another. Carmelo, Melo, Melo, Prime Melo. Melo's in his bag. So I'm like, well, I guess I got to turn this on. So then I turn it on, and I see the end of Blazers Sixers. It's a turnover that secures a win. You know, Portland wins at 118-114. My point is this. Carmelo Anthony was balling out, which, side story, it's amazing to watch him now and want, like, he was out of the league. Why was he out of the league?
I really just think bad situation. Like, I mean, the way you watch him last night, like, he was ridiculous.
He's ridiculous. Like,
yeah.
As he noted after the game, like, he's sort of a rhythm player, and when he gets in rhythm, those types of things can happen. But you just watch him last night, you're like, how was he finished, quote, finished 2 years ago? Like, people were like, yeah, I don't think Melo's ever going to play again. It's like, what? Like, what? He can still obviously play.
Yep.
He's not what he was, but, like, he serves a purpose, evidence being that he served a purpose last night in a win over the Sixers. So he's balling out, but unless that game was on TNT, who would have been tweeting about it? I can tell you, Matt Moore would have been tweeting about it, and Zach Lowe might have tweeted about it. And some of the people I follow who are just, like, hardcore, they watch every dribble of every game and tweet 90,000 times a minute. Like, those people would have been tweeting about it. But it wouldn't have been everybody I follow on Twitter tweeting about Melo. It was because it was on TNT. It was because it was accessible to even casual sports fans. That's where the Grizzlies find themselves tonight. They're on real national television. They are on the stage that the Lakers create, that LeBron creates, and that ESPN provides. So what you want is for them to show up. They're obviously shorthanded. They're playing the reigning world champs. The King is in the other uniform. It's a tough situation.
Sure.
I get it. They're 7-point underdogs for a reason. But in the few instances per season when casual sports fans have access to actually watch a Grizzlies game, not watch Grizzlies highlights, not watch Ja Morant highlights, but actually watch a game, you want them to show up, and you want Ja to ball out so that, I don't know, around 10:15 tonight, people are tweeting about Ja Morant the way they were last night tweeting about Carmelo Anthony. I'll talk to Jeff Calkins about it a little after 5 o'clock when we come back. Dan Wilkins, National Columnist, USA Today. You're listening to The Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
And now you'll find more ways to save on your favorites when you download digital coupons you can use up to 5 times in one transaction. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Howie, for Valentine's Day, we always want jewelry, but we expect the chocolate and the roses, too.
Well, at Robert Irwin Jewelers, we've got all three for you. Spend $99 or more, and you're going to get free box of chocolates and a dozen roses. If you want a diamond heart necklace and a gold rose, only $149. Plus, you're going to get a dozen roses and a box of chocolates while supplies last.
I don't expect any less from you guys. Why go anywhere else? It's Valentine's Day at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
I don't know. Free financing, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
A commanding offer on the Toyota you want. Get it now at Wolf Chase Toyota during our President's Day sale. We've got over 300 new Toyotas all on sale all month long for this special event. Corollas, RAV4s, Highlanders, Tacomas, 4Runners, and more. Wolf Chase Toyota has the model, color, and trim you want during our President's Day sale at the number one volume sales leader in Memphis, Germantown Parkway in Cordova. WolfChaseToyota.com. Based on Toyota reporting from 2020 sales.
It's time to start placing smarter bets, more profitable bets. If you're an experienced sports bettor or someone who's just starting out, BetQL is here to help us all become better bettors. BetQL runs hundreds of thousands of simulations and rates each potential bet on a scale of 1 to 5 stars. 1 star? Maybe skip that game. 5 stars? That's like a big green light telling you to go. Look, you wouldn't torture your stomach with a 1-star restaurant. Don't do it to your wallet. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. We're talking about real, proven analytics here. Not some hot takes from a random guy online. BetQL's computer model analyzes every bet every day to find you the best opportunities. Pro and college games, football, basketball, and more. You can sort by sport or choose from a list of the best bets available right now in real time. So before sitting down to watch your favorite sports, see if the data backs up your betting instincts. Bet smarter and beat the books with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Hey guys, Jason Smith here, and listen, Valentine's Day is coming up on Sunday. Please don't let it be too late. Don't wait too late. Get over to proflowers.com because you guys know the woman is not going to like it. She's not going to think too highly of you if you come with just the candy and not the flowers. Head over to proflowers.com right now. You're going to thank me later because you can save 20% off their beautiful flowers if you put in the promo code Jason. Just simple, J-A-S-O-N. You'll be saying thank you, Jason. You'll be getting a great bouquet of flowers for that significant other in your life, and she will be happy. Again, go to proflowers.com. All of my experiences with ProFlowers have been great, and more importantly, Faith, my wife, all of her experiences have been great. Changes the mood, makes your house smell fresh. 2 weeks ago, I got a bouquet of them. They're still sitting on the kitchen table, nice and fresh, and that's how it'll be for you. Just head over to proflowers.com right now. Take care of her for Valentine's Day using the promo code Jason and get 20% off. That's proflowers.com.
Robert Irwin Jewelers has the trifecta this Valentine's Day. Spend $99 or more on a piece of jewelry she'll love, and you'll get a dozen roses and a box of chocolates. While supplies last, in-store only at Robert Irwin Jewelers. 4 Memphis locations and the new one in Little Rock.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Duncan Robinson, one of the NBA's most unlikely success stories, celebrates underdogs from basketball and beyond on his new podcast, The Long Shot. Hear from athletes and others who've proven naysayers wrong. Listen free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your shows.
Hey, this is TV personality Eric Bowling with
NFL Hall of Famer Brett Favre.
Get out. The NFL Hall of Famer Brett Favre?
Yeah, it depends on if you want money or not, or if I owe you.
Well, okay, I'll take it. We're coming together for a new weekly podcast called Bowling with Favre. From sports to politics to finance, culture, nothing is off limits.
Sounds like a little bit of everything. Subscribe now on the Podcast One app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, livebylive.com, and everywhere you get your favorite podcasts.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Stretch my hands to you.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie.
Facing criticism after a Britney Spears documentary suggested Justin Timberlake played or possibly played a role in her undoing, Justin Timberlake earlier today released a statement apologizing to both Britney Spears and Janet Jackson. I'll read it to you in the next segment. Jeff Calkins will be here a little after 5 o'clock, but right now, he's a national columnist, USA Today. It's Dan Wolkin making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
So the first thing I want to ask you about is Urban Meyer, now an NFL head coach in Jacksonville, decides to hire Chris Doyle, the one-time Iowa strength and conditioning coach who was forced out of that Big Ten program after multiple former players accused him of racist behavior and saying racist things. Why would Urban Meyer do this?
Total blind spot, no idea, huge misstep, don't understand it, not necessary. You know, it's also possible that Urban just sort of has this pathology that he wants to do the thing that he knows will get criticism because he thinks that he has this insight into people that nobody else has, that he can rehabilitate people in a way that nobody else can. And so he's going to stick his hand into the fire, so to speak, just to prove that he can do it. And I think it's crazy. Like, I think this kind of thing in college, you can sort of make it work until the players like go on Twitter and start telling stories. But like nobody for years fought back at Iowa because they were afraid of the chain of command, of the fact that Kirk Ferentz, the head coach, had Chris Doyle's back and they didn't want to be disciplined for speaking up. Well, then all of a sudden that changes. But in the pros, like that's just not the way it works. Like they have the power. The players have the power. And the only thing these players are going to know about Chris Doyle is what other former players at Iowa said about him. So to me, this is just, it's just dumb because like, I just don't think you can unring that bell for those players in Jacksonville.
You touched on something. I think it's accurate. Like there's something with Urban Meyer's way of thinking, like there's a breakdown there somewhere. Like I'm not smart enough to understand exactly what it is, but I guarantee you a psychologist could, because any reasonably thinking person would understand this just can't be the first thing I do after like, I gotta literally hire anybody else. There's got to be somebody else who can tell my players, you know, when to stretch, you know, and what to eat. So like I can't do this because it just brings upon criticism that I don't need. It'll bring up every bad thing Chris Doyle's ever been accused of, and then it'll bring up every bad thing I've ever done as it relates to enabling players or assistant coaches, and that list is long. So you just don't do it unless there's something wrong with you that either makes you want to do it anyway or prevents you from seeing exactly how it's going to play out. And I really do think there's got to be something. I use this word only for lack of a better word. There's got to be something wrong with Urban Meyer for him to do what he did. There's got to be some sort of breakdown there.
Urban's one of those people, and I can speak to this from personal experience, and I'll try not to say too much, but Urban's one of those people who, like, when you are one-on-one with him, he thinks he can convince you of anything. Like, he's one of those people. And there's a lot of them in coaching. Like, Cal's that way.
Patino is that way.
Yeah. Like when you are talking to them, they feel like that they can explain something in a way that will make you believe it, no matter if it's ridiculous or not. And, like, Urban's just one of those people. And that's why it's just going to be really interesting with him in the NFL, because, like I said, I think you can do that in college to a certain degree. I don't think that works with professional athletes.
Talking to Dan Wilkin from USA Today. Another thing I wanted to ask you about, there was an interesting story in The Athletic today about Jerry Stackhouse, the head coach at Vanderbilt, and sort of this weird situation he's found himself in where he's in a Twitter war with Jeff Goodman. He's blocked him. He's now arguing with fans in direct messages. He's blocking a bunch of fans. As a Vanderbilt grad and as somebody who follows the sport and covers the sport of college basketball, what do you make of the Jerry Stackhouse situation at Vandy?
It's just been weird from day one. Like, and there's things that I've heard just separately about sort of the way he's run that program. I'm sure you've heard it as well, they're not really in that story. And I'm not going to sit here and say that there's like one way to run a college basketball program, that there's only like one way to do it. But like Jerry's done some stuff that's out there, like really out there. And the hire never made sense to me from the beginning. Malcolm Turner, who was the athletic director for like a hot minute at Vanderbilt, terrible hire, knew it was going to be a terrible hire from day one. He was in charge of the G League, right? Which like, I'm not trying to belittle the G League, like the G League's great, but like the job of being the head of the G League is like not considered a major executive level job in the NBA hierarchy, in the NBA world. Like, there are people who are like middle management in NBA franchises who would consider that job a demotion, right? So Vanderbilt, for some reason, hires Malcolm Turner to become the athletic director from the G League, never worked in college athletics. He fires Bryce Drew, which we can argue, you know, one way or the other, whether that was the right move or not. But to hire Jerry Stackhouse, who was a G League coach, like it just didn't make any sense, especially at Vanderbilt. Like, I never understood it, and it's played out pretty much the way I thought it was going to play out, because it was a bad hire and a bad fit.
Do you think he's in any trouble after this season?
Well, I don't know, because they just went through this football change. They just fired Derek Mason. You know, they're on the hook for that. You know, I think their women's basketball programs is kind of in disarray right now as well. Like, they've got a lot to clean up. Candace Lee is the athletic director there. She's you know, relatively new. She's been at Vanderbilt forever, but she's new to the athletic director job. Like, I don't know how much she wants to, you know, bite off right now. You know, I think you kind of got to put out one fire at a time. Not to mix my metaphors, but like, it may be too much to try to do this year, and maybe Jerry gets one more year, but it has not worked out like that whatsoever.
It's wild. There's a like a handful of programs in power conferences where they've gotten so bad, they're almost like kind of just off the radar, irrelevant. But then you remind yourself, like, that place used to be good at basketball. Like, it should never be this bad. Vanderbilt is one of them. And then, of course, Washington in the Pac-12 is another. Like, the idea that Mike Hopkins has run that now, after winning an outright Pac-12 title 3 years ago, he's now run it straight into the bottom of the Pac-12. Like, Washington's should be and has been a good basketball program, and Vanderbilt should be and has been a good basketball program.
Well, from the 80s, like, up until, you know, the end of the Kevin Stallings time at Vanderbilt, that was a sport that really mattered at Vanderbilt. Mattered more at Vanderbilt than it did to pretty much every SEC school outside of Kentucky. And maybe Tennessee to a certain degree. Like, it was a big deal to be good in basketball, to make the NCAA tournament. And, you know, in the Kevin Stallings era, they either made the tournament or were, you know, right there on the verge of making the tournament pretty much every single year. And, you know, again, I think Kevin stayed there too long. I think he got stale. Like, I think it was time for him to go when he went, but to see the depths that Vanderbilt has sunk to in basketball for as long as it's been, like several years now, it's pretty incomprehensible to someone like me who has known that program to be, you know, pretty good most years.
I'm talking to Dan Wilkin from USA Today. I know you follow tennis closely. The Australian Open is happening right now. I think it's probably off most people's radar in America for a variety of reasons, but I do gather there's an outbreak in Melbourne now. What kind of – you just take it from there. What has happened in Melbourne right now?
Yeah, well, so Australia basically, like, had no COVID before the Australian Open at all. You know, like, there were zero cases in Melbourne. And you know, what they do is if you come into the country, you've got to quarantine at a hotel for 2 weeks. Like, they make everybody do that. Basically, I guess some people came into the country. I don't think affiliated with the tournament, but people came into the country. There was an outbreak at one of the hotels where they're quarantining. So a city in Melbourne that had basically been wide open, and they had fans in the stadiums the first week of the tournament, is now on a 5-day lockdown as they try to, like, figure out what to do and how to fix the outbreak and stamp it out before it becomes a big problem. And so, like, last night, they were playing that match. Novak Djokovic was playing Taylor Fritz, and the lockdown started at midnight. So basically at 11:30, they stopped the match, 11:30 p.m. Australia time. They stopped the match to basically, like, have people leave the stadium to go home so they could be in their houses by the time curfew started at midnight. So apparently there's not going to be any fans for the next 5 days, and I guess we'll see after that. They're hoping they can maybe have fans again for the semis and the finals. The tournament's going to go on, but, yeah, there's not going to be anybody in the stadium.
It is amazing that, you know, how different their approach is than our approach as it comes to getting this virus under control. Like, you know, we've had multiple confirmed cases in our home, my home. And both times, you know, it's pretty clear what we do. The confirmed case isolates, everybody else stays away, the virus will run its course with that person, and then it'll be gone, and then we can get back to living the way we were living. And essentially, if I'm gathering it right, that's what the entire city of Melbourne is now going to do.
Yeah, like, they've taken it extremely seriously. They limit interstate travel, you know, between the different states and Australia. Like I said, like, even citizens coming into the country, if you're flying in from, you know, any other place in the world, like, you can't go to the airport and go home. You have to go to a hotel and sit there for 2 weeks, and then, you know, you're getting tested multiple times or whatever. And you know, and like, anytime, apparently at any time you go in a restaurant, you have to, like, sign in so that they can, you know, do any type of contact tracing if there is, like, one case. But, yeah, I mean, basically they're shutting down the city for, like, 10 cases that are in a hotel right now. So, yeah, they're not messing around.
They're talking to Dan Wilkin here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Last thing before I let you go, Serena Williams is still alive. She is playing, I think, next on Sunday. How has she looked? Because the extent that most Americans care about the Australian Open, eventually, if she remains in the bracket, it'll be focused on Serena.
Yeah, she looked pretty decent the first two rounds. She looked terrible in the match she played yesterday, but she won. She played a 19-year-old who, frankly, just kind of choked. But, yeah, she was very fortunate to survive that. I'm sure she'll play better, but she's got a tough draw. You know, she's in the bottom half of the draw. It's loaded with really good players, so she's going to have to beat, like, four really good players in a row to win it. We'll see. I am skeptical, but she's certainly – you know, is capable on her best day of beating one of them. I just don't know if she can beat four in a row.
What happened to my girl Bianca?
She hadn't played in, like, a year and a half. She hadn't played. You know, she got hurt. She won the U.S. Open 2019. She got hurt at the end of the year, and she just hadn't played. Like, this was her first tournament since whatever, like, November, October of 2019, and she's just rusty. She'll be back. She's good.
Is Dan Wilkin from USA Today. Make sure you're reading him, usatoday.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Dan Wilkin. Thanks, buddy. Enjoy the weekend.
See you, man.
I'll see you when we come back. Justin Timberlake. Did you see this earlier today, Big Ben?
Oh, of course I did.
Justin Timberlake released a statement apologizing to both Britney Spears and Janet Jackson for the role he played in public criticism turning on them, both of those women, once upon a time. We'll get into that story next. You listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Howie Valentine's Day, jewelry, candy, roses.
You can get all three at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Spend $99 or more, and you're going to get free box of chocolates and a dozen roses. And Danny, look at this necklace.
It is beautiful. It's a Love's Crossing, isn't it?
It's a Love's Crossing necklace. They start at only $199. Plus, you're going to get a dozen roses and a box of chocolates while supplies last.
I don't expect any less from you guys. Why go anywhere else? It's Valentine's Day at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
I don't know. Free financing, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
20 ribeyes for $30 in 2 locations in Memphis right now for a limited time. Hurry now. 20 ribeyes for $30. EBT, credit cards, debit cards, all payments accepted. Last chance to compare 5-star steaks to Omaha Steak Box steak deals and save on the ribeyes. 20 ribeyes for $30. Look for the big tent at the Wolf Chase Mall in front of Macy's at the Highway 64 entrance. And also look for the big truck at the Oak Court Mall Poplar Street entrance. Also on the big truck, crazy deals on premium steak, pork, seafood, and gourmet chicken breast. Everything must go. It's a truckload meat mania sale. Look for the big tent at the Wolf Chase Mall in front of Macy's at the Highway 64 entrance. And also look for the big truck at the Oak Court Mall Poplar Street entrance. Crazy deals on Kansas City strips, fillets, bacon wrap fillets, mega ribeyes, and get 20 ribeyes for $30 right now at Wolf Chase Mall and Oak Court Mall. Don't wait before the truck is gone.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in security.
Last night's sleep? Interrupted by pain? Tonight, silence it. With new ZzzQuil Night Pain. Restful sleep, now with powerful pain relief. ZzzQuil Night Pain combines America's number one sleep aid with a maximum strength pain reliever. So you can fall asleep fast and wake feeling rested, because pain should never get in the way of a great night's sleep. New ZzzQuil Night Pain. Silence pain. Sleep soundly. Available at retailers near you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I have a very honest golf instructor. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spensdorf Realtors. My instructor is Marty Fulton, a PGA Life member whom you may remember from Plantation, Whispering Woods, or Holiday Golf Club. When I asked him what I might do to improve my game, Marty, what did you tell me?
Sheldon, I told you to get your clubs together, put them in your car, then take them to the nearest lake and toss them in.
Great, Marty. You're a big help.
Sheldon, you're far better at selling homes than you'll ever be at golf. That's why people often say when you want the job done, call Sheldon.
Thanks, Marty. And if you or someone you know is thinking about selling their home, you should talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and make sure that I am one of them. Find out the difference in what they do in my highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option. You or they can reach me at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. That's Sheldon Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now.
Okay, set it down over there and then go to Bay 5.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
We need to keep going to finish.
Like Amir's warehouse. To expand capacity, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Why so serious? So where's your class if you are wrong? And all the right ways are
Spilled your drink? Quick! The Quicker Picker Upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the Quicker Picker Upper.
Enjoy a mouth-watering array of hot and healthy dishes with today's Perks deal. $25 to Humdinger's Restaurant for only $15. Humdinger's entrees are built around freshly grilled gourmet fish, chicken, and vegetables. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tokyo and I'm Godzilla. Playing blackjack versus death gun on the car dealer. Just bought a demon, I'm screaming about the car dealer. The last temptation of Mike, but I'm a God figure. Tell me as a bob that the God don't need a job. And if I did, the oligarchs would be missing, murdered, and raw. This is Bonaparte, and he paid with Tucson. And they went on a world conquest, tearing your Bonaparte. Michael remained murderous. But still virtuous. Wait to kill the petty you found at the church services. Not a holy man, but a moral in my perversion. So I support the sex workers unionizing their services.
Keeping ourselves and our family safe, it's never been more on our minds than it is right now. There's good news on the vaccine front, but you still need to be as careful as possible. And the best way to do that, get your bottle of Germ Ready. That's a brand new hand sanitizer. It's made right here in the United States of America. It is made in an FDA-approved facility. It only takes 30 seconds to apply. One squirt. Be honest with you. You do two squirts, you got too much. One squirt. Trust me on it. Rub it in. 30 seconds. You are good to go. It's going to kill 99.99% of all germs. That's a good part. Here's the best part. It keeps killing germs for up to 6 hours. After application. Why is that important? I think it's obvious, but if not, let me explain. You've been carrying around hand sanitizer for nearly a year now. You put it on, you touch something, you put more on, you touch something else, you put more on. You don't have to do that with Germ Ready. You apply it once, you're set for up to 6 hours. So, say you pull into the grocery store, grab it, one squirt, rub it in 30 seconds, go inside that grocery store, you're going to be protected for up to 6 hours. So you're going to be protected the entire time you're in the store, unless you're in the store longer than 6 hours. And if you're in a grocery store longer than 6 hours, you are a maniac. Be confident. Stay protected with Germ Ready. You can learn more on the web, germready.com. That's germready.com. And you can buy it at amazon.com. So if you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, just go to that search engine. Type in Germ Ready hand sanitizer. It's going to pop right up. You can get your bottle for $10. They'll deliver it to your front door. That's Germ Ready on the web, germready.com. Jeff Cogg is going to join me a little after 5 o'clock, but right now I got 4 stories I'd like to discuss.
4 notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's 4 notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
Well, Big Bet Bennett, the other day I was telling you about how I'd watched the New York Times produced Britney Spears documentary over the weekend. I think we watched it last Saturday night? Yes, last Saturday night. And when I was talking to you about it earlier in the week, I said, you know who doesn't come off looking so great? That old Justin Timberlake character. Because there is a part of the documentary where it shows that the public perception of Britney Spears flipped pretty drastically when she and Justin broke up, especially after he made the Cry Me a River video that more or less told a story of poor Justin Timberlake being cheated on by that evil, slutty Britney Spears.
Yes, accurate.
And then it shows she's constantly being asked about that, being asked about her behavior within the relationship, being asked about infidelity, being asked about breaking Justin Timberlake's heart. and it was like hard on her. And when you combine it with everything else, it just, you know, she spiraled. It's all well documented. I can't encourage you enough to watch the documentary, especially if you're somebody who lived through all of that and remembers most of it, because I did live through all of that and I remember most of it. But I swear to you, I did not remember the intensity of it. I did not remember how intense it got from her, how she went from being little cute Britney Spears to she's the devil, that lying, cheating whore Britney Spears. I mean, it like got really bad. And the documentary certainly suggests that Justin Timberlake played a role in that. Like, it's one thing to have your heart broken. It's another thing to be wronged or wrong another person. But when you are Justin Timberlake and you make, you launch your entire solo career around the most famous pop star in the world cheated on me, like, it wasn't a good look with the benefit of hindsight. So Justin started getting criticized, like, online in the days after this documentary debuted. And then it also brought up the Janet Jackson situation at the Super Bowl from so many years ago, where he exposed her. And next thing you know, Justin Timberlake's more famous than he was the day before. And Janet Jackson is the devil because she had her boob hanging out on CBS. And so people started connecting some dots and were like, yo, Justin Timberlake, you know, has a career that was launched on some level, you know, from the backs of Britney Spears and Janet Jackson. Like, they both, you know, were bullseyes for public scrutiny, and Justin Timberlake just sort of floated through and arguably, if not undeniably, benefited from it. So people have been wondering, like, is Justin Timberlake going to address this stuff? And he finally did this morning. Big Bet Bennett, he posted a note on Twitter, or Instagram rather. Here's the way it reads. He says, I've seen the messages, tags, comments, and concerns, and I want to respond. I am deeply sorry for the times in my life where my actions contributed to the problem, where I spoke out of turn or did not speak up for what was right. I understand that I fell short in these moments and in many others, and benefited from a system that condones misogyny and racism. I specifically want to apologize to Britney Spears and Janet Jackson, both individually, because I care for and respect these women, and I know I fail. I also feel compelled to respond in part because everyone involved deserves better, and most importantly, because this is a larger conversation that I wholeheartedly want to be a part of and grow from. The industry is flawed. It sets men, especially white men, up for success. It's designed this way. As a man in a privileged position, I have to be vocal about this. Because of my ignorance, I didn't recognize it for all that it was while it was happening in my own life, but I do not want to ever benefit from others being pulled down again. I have not been perfect in navigating all of this throughout my career. I know this apology is a first step and doesn't absolve the past. I want to take accountability for my missteps in all of this, as well as be a part of a world that uplifts and supports. I care deeply about the well-being of the people I love and have loved. I can do better, and I will do better. Big Bet Bennett, mm-hmm. Do you accept Justin Timberlake's apology?
Yeah, I do. I think that was a pretty good apology. Pretty solid.
Pretty solid. I mean, maybe, you know, 15 years too late. But but still, better late than never. I will say this. He said he wanted to specifically apologize to Britney Spears and to Janet Jackson. Neither of those women needed him to apologize. Britney Spears has been on record for a while. Like, you know, what happened happened, and I've moved on. I wish Justin well. Janet Jackson, he has apologized to her in the past.
Yeah.
You know, like that is, you know, you can Google it. Like, Janet Jackson said that Justin reached out to her and they, you know, they talked through it and they're all good. So what's interesting about this is the world is outraged at Justin Timberlake for the way he treated Britney Spears and Janet Jackson, but he's already worked it out with those two people individually.
Yeah, I mean, Britney Spears had, like, she posts videos all the time of her, like, dancing to his songs and stuff.
Right.
So, yeah.
So what's interesting is the world's mad at Justin now for how he once treated Britney and Janet, but Britney and Janet, like, they've moved on from it. Like, whatever needed to be resolved got resolved, and now let's move on. Everybody can go their separate ways. Everybody's cool and at peace with it. But what I did think was interesting is that he didn't just apologize or make amends with those two women individually and privately. Justin has publicly talked about the Janet Jackson thing before, too, and actually said just 2 years after it happened. He said, you know, that whole thing was a 50-50 thing. It was me and – I'm paraphrasing here, but he more or less said, that was me and Janet on stage together. She played a role in it, and I played a role in it. And if you're unfamiliar with what happened, their Super Bowl act I think it's Rock Your Body, maybe, is the song that he's singing.
And I think
it's
that's
like
right.
The last line is, have you naked by the end of this song? And he's according to Janet Jackson, there's two layers over her breast. There's a you know, a like black leather type thing, and then there's a red type thing underneath it. He was supposed, this is Janet's story, to rip off the top one, leaving the second layer, which was a red layer. Instead, he ripped off both, and now we got a titty on CBS. So, which believe it or not, was a major controversy. And so Justin's point that he made subsequently was, listen, I played a role in that. She played a role in that. We were, let's say, 50-50 responsible. But she took 90% of the criticism because she's a woman and because she's a woman of color. And I pretty much skated off scot-free. So he said that 15 years ago. So I don't know why he had to say it again today, other than it's back in the news now because of this documentary.
Yeah, and there's a video floating around of an interview he did with MTV after the Janet Jackson thing, and it's like just it's brutal. Like,
what does he say? I didn't see.
Oh,
that.
It's I can play it. I've got it right here if you want to listen to it.
Yeah, let's listen to it.
Okay.
You have done differently. I mean, you mean as far as when people he hung Janet out to dry.
That particularly. I mean, I don't take that. That's just people talking, mm-hmm. and that's what they'll do. I don't take that to heart. But what I do take to heart in the bigger picture of it is I'm a part of a community. I'm a part of a community that consider themselves artists. And if there was something that I could have done in her defense, that was more. That I could have. Realized than I would have. But the other half of me thought to myself, wow, like we still haven't found the weapons of mass destruction.
Could you have done
that? Well, oh, yeah, that's bad. Yeah, he could have done better than that. I mean, here's the truth. He's like, what more could I have done? Well, here's what more he could have done. You know, the Grammys were the next week, the week after the Super Bowl, the Grammys.
Uh-huh, that's right, yeah.
And so the Super Bowl was on CBS, Grammys on CBS. Do you know Les Moonves, who was running CBS at the time? My former boss. Kinda. I mean, like, the Les Moonves has no idea who I am. But still, like, he was the head of CBS. He banned Janet Jackson from the Grammys.
Oh, I remember this.
But he did not ban Justin Timberlake from the Grammys.
Yeah, that's a bad move. That's a bad look.
So what Justin Timberlake... Oh, and Les Moonves ordered MTV, VH1, you know, because CBS, Viacom owned them all.
Mm-hmm.
No more Janet Jackson videos.
Wow.
Okay, so like Les Moonves tried to bury Janet Jackson. And so what Justin Timberlake, if he's really like in that moment, well, what more could I have done? Here's what you could have done. You could have stood up and said, you do not ban Janet Jackson from the Grammys if you're not going to ban me from the Grammys. If you're going to let me go and perform or just let me go and accept an award, then you got to let Janet Jackson go. Like, mm-hmm. That's not her fault. She did not know I was going to expose her breast. I didn't know I was going to expose her breast. Whether you believe all that or not, that's up to you. But he could have said that Janet didn't know that was going to happen. I did. I made that happen. She was just standing there. I'm the one that ripped it off. If anybody deserves to be scrutinized, punished, criticized for what happened on that Super Bowl stage, that's me. That's not her. Get off of her. He could have done that.
Yeah, absolutely.
He didn't. But he did. But guess what? He was also young. Like, it's much easier to understand things at Justin Timberlake's current age than it was Justin Timberlake at that age. So I'm not blaming him for not handling it properly, unless you just want to start blaming every young person in the world for not handling everything properly and with a certain level of maturity. But the idea that he couldn't have done something else, of course he could have done something else. He could have stood up and said... Or even if he goes to the Grammys and Janet Jackson isn't there, he could have used that stage, which was a massive stage, to say, you people attacking Janet Jackson are way out of line. If you want to blame somebody for what happened last Sunday on CBS during the Super Bowl, you blame me. She did not expose her own breast. I did that to her. I'm sorry I did it. I'm sorry it happened to her. But if you're going to be mad at anybody, you should be mad at me. Like, he could have done that. I understand why he didn't. It's always easier to figure this stuff out with the benefit of hindsight as you get older. But he could have done more. And I think, to circle this back to the statement today, he knows that he could have done more.
Sure.
And knows that he probably took the Britney Spears stuff too far. Like, he very much used being, you know, cheated on in a very high-profile relationship to his advantage. He used it to tell a story. He used it to launch a career. And I think he probably, in the moment, I understand you're just doing what you're doing.
Mm.
But I'm certain he understands now that he probably took that too far. And at the expense of somebody he might not have cared about anymore, but at the expense of somebody that he cared about deeply at one point, in a way that I think you could argue had a real impact on her life and her career. And so I guess I would bottom line it this way. I accept his apology. I feel like it's probably from a sincere place. I know that it is merely the reaction to a documentary and the criticism that's come hand in hand with it. But you know what? Sometimes you don't realize you need to apologize until you're hit in the face with it. And then all you can do is make your apology as sincere as you can possibly make it. And when I read that, it seemed like it was a sincere apology to me. So I accept his apology, and I commend him for offering it.
Story number two.
Did you see Steph Curry last night?
Yeah.
Dude, he is bawling out.
He
got 40 last night in a win over Orlando. He was 14 of 26 from the field, 10 of 19 from three. And I saw somebody tweet this last night, which – I don't know. Was just I knew Steph Curry was playing well. I didn't know it was this well. He was a unanimous MVP. I believe his first MVP might have been a second. Either one, he has been a unanimous MVP. And in that season where he was the unanimous MVP, he averaged 30.1 points per game, shot 50% from the field, 45% from three, 91% from the free throw line. He averaged 5.09 three-pointers per game. That was in a season where he was a unanimous MVP. This season, he's averaging 30.0 points per game, shooting 49% from the field, 44 from three, 93 from the free throw line, and averaging 5.04 three-pointers per game. It's basically identical. Steph Curry is basically putting together statistically the same season this season that he put together when he was a unanimous MVP. And over the past eight games, he's averaging 35.3 points, 96 for 169 from the field, and 53 of 101 from beyond the arc. So shooting above 50% from three over the past eight games. He scored a total in those eight games of 282 points. So he is operating at an extremely high level. And the Warriors are surprising a little bit. You know, obviously missing Klay Thompson. Didn't have Draymond for a while. Don't have James Wiseman right now. 14 and 12 now. 9 and 5 at home. Last night, a six-point victory over the Orlando Magic.
Story number three.